this cowboy's hat.
Welcome back to the Jeff Porter Show. What up, and Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Friday morning. Text line, if we have time, we'll get to some of yours. 251-343-0106, time permitting. But get them in. You never know. Joining us now on the line, he is this show's returning champion and making his second appearance this week on the Jeff Porter Show, State Senator Chris Elliott. Senator, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Glad to be back in Baldwin County and out of Montgomery. Thanks for having me on again. It's been a busy week with lots to talk about.
Well, I think every Wednesday, most Wednesdays, there'll probably be a few there that we will make, but we'll be down there. And now I'm fully vaccinated and everything, but be down there on the House floor, one of the fourth floor or whatever, doing the show.
Well, very, very good. If you ever want to come up to the upper floors, you're welcome up there as well.
All right. Well, hey, it's rarefied air up there. You know, the higher you go in the state house, you better be ready for the high altitude, the high mindedness. Anyway, speaking of high mindedness, suddenly all eyes are on the Alabama Senate. How are you feeling about gambling these days?
Well, I think I just need to go ahead and get a drop cord for my telephone and just keep it plugged in because it is obviously ringing off the hook and the emails are full. You know, it's an important issue for the state, and what's before us is a very substantial expansion of gaming in Alabama. It is all in, if you will forgive the expression there. It is all the, you know, all the casinos, all the table games, all the lottery, all the sports betting. It's all of it. So to the extent that we, you know, that the House was aiming at a comprehensive bill, they sure do have one. And now it's, like you say, it's on the Senate to go through the bill, look for problems and issues, make sure things connect correctly, and then to ultimately make the decision. Is all of this gaming good for the people of the state of Alabama and not just good for the revenues of the state of Alabama?
The some amendments, Representative Simpson and Blackshear in committee put in language here that I am told keeps gambling, keeps it taken from these licenses that they have allocated to the very specific places in the state. But it keeps it from transferring one of those to Baldwin County. Are you satisfied with that?
I am looking at that very carefully. Obviously, that is a concern of mine. I have seen Representative Simpson's statement, I guess, or Twitter post, or whatever we're calling that now, that basically says the amendment achieves that goal. I have not, you know, again, to my satisfaction, independently verified that. But, you know, there were a number of concerns in the original introduced bill that at least seemed to have been either addressed or attempted to be addressed in either the substitute or the floor amendments. And Jeff, this goes back to an underlying point that I'm going to have moving forward with leadership and committee chairmen that are dealing with this and the sponsor, is that yesterday at 4:30, the engrossed version of this was available. So the last thing I did before I left the State House last night was print this out before I headed south, and I have been, you know, meticulously working through it this morning. But this is not something we need to get in a rush on. This is something that has, you know, moved very quickly through the House. There are still issues that remain, and so we need to take our time in vetting this and working through the pieces and the changes and the amendments. We have plenty of time. There's no need to rush it.
You sound like you're open to voting one way or another, that you're not, because you know, there are some of your colleagues who are just never gamblers, no on gambling. And there's some that, you know, like our friend Greg Albritton, very pro-gambling. Let's get what we can while we can. You sound like you're open to it either way.
Well, I will tell you this. I am certainly in favor of a lottery. My constituents want the ability to vote on a lottery. I think that, you know, that's something that the state of Alabama needs to do. The sports betting, I am a little bit more hesitant on, but I will tell you, I think there is a lot of sports betting going on in Alabama already, and the argument to move forward with legislation that regulates that sports betting is a good one. I think there's more sports betting going on than there is, you know, a lot of the other stuff that people are, you know, wringing their hands over. So to the extent the argument is we need to regulate that, it certainly would apply to sports betting. Jeff, I'm not convinced that wholesale casino gambling at 7 to 10, and you have to be careful how you look at those different locations, but 7 to 10 locations across the entire state of Alabama is good for the people of the state of Alabama. And so, you know, the problem, as it always has been and always will be in Alabama, because of the politics, is that we likely will only get to look at a comprehensive bill like this. And that may very well, as I ask those questions to myself, what's good for the state, what's good for the people of the state, the fact that this is an all or nothing thing may very well influence my vote one way or the other.
Well, I tell you what, in the states, on stuff that the people want, let's say, and the two that come to mind are the school choice proposal, but the grocery tax, and everything is incremental, right? Okay, we'll do a little bit now, then maybe next year we'll do a little bit more. This isn't incremental at all. This is a total deviation from that. Is that even something you could do? Could you introduce gambling incrementally? Okay, we're going to start out with lottery. We're going to get the gaming commission set up. Then we're going to get to the gaming commission, let them figure out whatever it is that their role is going to be. And then we're going to, you know, kind of proceed with, I don't know whether it's sports gambling or casino gambling, but it just – this seems like, and I'm watching this medical cannabis shenanigans go on, but taking on all of this at once, is that even feasible under under state government?
That's a very good question, and the answer may very well be no. As we said, we're not sticking our toe in this. We're jumping in it headlong. At least that's what the legislation does. And you know, is that good for the people of the state of Alabama? Now there are political implications, right? And when I say that, that's just the different interests that are involved in the state. You know, if the goal is, oh, we just want a lottery so bad that we'll just take anything, you know, I'm just not sure that's a good idea, right? Just because people want to vote on a lottery, do we want to say, you know, it comes with all of this other stuff that you may not want or may not be interested in. And I do think it's telling that Representative Simpson and others, myself included, are saying whatever it is, it can't be in Baldwin County. Well, gosh, what does that tell you, right? You know, that we don't want it here. You do it somewhere else in the state, but stay away from our county. Doesn't that inform you about whether or not for a particular area?
And Dale Jackson, my radio colleague up in North Alabama, it's true for Madison County. The delegation up there has sort of the same mentality, but it's this. It's, okay, let's put these casinos all over the state, soak the poorest of the poor who are more, you know, every study says they're more likely to participate in any kind of gambling, and then bring the money back home to us. We don't want it in our backyard. It just sounds very regressive.
Look at you and Dale Jackson making the arguments for the poor and underserved. But you're right, you know, it is, and those folks will play disproportionately. They just will. They'll participate in gambling activities disproportionately, and so again, I go back to that fundamental question: is this good for the people of the state? And I want to go back to your incrementalism, you know, argument there. This is one thing that, again, really concerns me. It's not just the totality of this, the comprehensive nature of this. It is how dang fast this thing is moving. And I am really reluctant to move as quickly as some seem to want to. And until we slow down, I am a no until and unless this is something I can get comfortable with, which may not ever happen. But pushing it is a good way to assure a no.
Well, I'll say this, and I don't know, maybe we probably talk to the same people a lot of times. But the House looked like it was achievable. Like the Speaker downstairs showed that he could get votes. He's really good at that. Whatever he's doing down there, we can speculate on that some other time. But he's good at getting votes, and it seemed like it could get through the House. The Senate is very difficult, right? What we could base it on is maybe in the past when you've had votes previously, then you could kind of use that as guidance to try to figure out who's going to vote where. But we have a different Senate right now, and there's a lot of question marks. Do you get any sense where the chamber is?
I will tell you right now that based on the mood of the chamber and the members that I have talked to, I do not think this bill has the votes to move forward as it is now. Now, that sounds like a dramatic statement, but that should not be surprising. The Senate is going to want to make, and individual senators are going to want to make changes and amendments to the legislation, and that's part of the process. Do I know whether or not once those amendments and changes are adopted that some of those votes will turn to yes votes? We'll just have to see how that progresses. But I would say that it is far from a foregone conclusion that this legislation, as currently written, will pass the Senate. As a matter of fact, I go so far as to say it will not if it stays like it is.
We're joined by State Senator Chris Elliott, our returning champion on this program. Senator, you had a hell of a week upstairs, particularly, well, I guess that was Wednesday, a couple of bills. And, you just sit there and you just take it from Bobby Singleton. And I was kind of like irritated by that, but you're a bigger man than I am. But it turns out that you and your Republican colleagues see that, it's time, number one, to turn local control over about libraries to the locals there, and then not do it like this self-perpetuating way. But probably also equally as important, the archives in history, where it's just become this liberal playground for liberal causes. Maybe it's time for a little diversity of opinion there and start giving some of these elected lawmakers who we get to vote on the ability to appoint people to the board.
Obviously, I agree with everything you said. It was a tough day there on Wednesday. Long time at the microphone, but glad to get both of those pieces of legislation through. Look, library boards. We've seen it there around the state, and we've seen it certainly at Archives in History, where they're just infiltrated by these, ivory tower, we know better than you do type of folks, and this high-minded, wokeness that has really, infiltrated, if you will, permeated these boards. And so it's time to get a handle on that, or at least set up a mechanism to get a handle on that, right? Our local counties and cities that appoint these board members aren't currently able to remove those board members if they're not acting like we want them to. And when I say we, I mean the local governments, your county commissioners, your city council people. And same thing at the Archives and History Board. If they're continuing upon their, leftist woke agenda and programming, then there is the ability, or will be hopefully the ability soon, for elected officials, the pro tem, the speaker, the governor, the lieutenant governor, to snatch board members off and make changes. These are authorities that are delegated by elected officials to these board members to run the program, right? These ministerial type duties, this button pushing, lever pulling. It is not to diverge with the values of the people of the state of Alabama. So to the extent they do that, they need to be pulled back off of these boards, and they need to, they need to be replaced with people that reflect our values. And my legislation will do that in both of those instances. I am pleased to tell you too, both of those pieces of legislation will be in House committee next week, and in line for passage soon. So they are moving right along.
Well, I'll say this: I saw you were the subject of a very mediocrely written hit piece from Jacob Holmes at APR, and just watching the backlash you took on the floor, like, how dare these people and I think you're speaking for a lot of people. I think your colleagues that voted for this are speaking for their constituents. And how dare these people ascribe motivations, ascribe anything like that, that this is that we're trying to return Alabama to Nazi Germany or something, and just with impunity, they say these things, and there's never any kind of backlash or anything. But, like, I think you guys are trying to make a good faith effort on bureaucracy out of control, and you're assigned these labels. It's just frustrating.
Look, when people can't make a coherent argument, they resort to hyperbole. And my colleagues do that. The media does that. You know, my job is just to play cards face up and tell the truth and explain the legislation and to, you know, make government work for the people as opposed to, you know, the people being, held hostage by their government and what kind of crazy, you know, ideas it may have. And so that's what we're going to continue to try to do. And I think it's the right way to go. And I'm just glad my colleagues and leadership in the Senate and in the House as well are putting such a high priority on passages of these bills.
State Senator Chris Elliott, ladies and gentlemen. Senator, we got to leave it there, but we'll do this again next week.
Now I got to go back to reading this gambling legislation.
Have fun with that. Chris Elliott, ladies and gentlemen, we got to get a break in here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Porch Show at FM Talk 106.5.
It won't mean you're weak if you turn the other cheek. I hope you're old enough to understand. Son, you don't have to fight to be a man. There's someone for everyone.